Greetings. This is David Recht on Crystal Temple Radio on bbsradio.com, Channel 1, broadcasting live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. We invite you to join us each week for wonderful shows and special guests talking about different spiritual subjects for the growth and evolution of humanity. On this week, we'll be broadcasting live from the Crystal Temple in Portland, Oregon, where I am the director and currently the man running the show here with the assistance of my friend Jonathan, who is watching the front and handling all the customers. Thank you, Jonathan. Amanda is not here this week. Amanda has headed off to Japan for some extensive training as part of the Ritual Master Training Program of the Rocky Mountain Mystery School, and she will be in Japan for a week, so she should be back next week. Hopefully we can get her back on the radio again, and so you're stuck with me today. So I've prepared a wonderful evening of entertainment for you, where we're going to get in some deep spiritual subjects, such as who are we, what is this reality that we live in, and where are we going? I'm going to bring forth some clear information on these subjects, because I know there's a lot of things out there, and a lot of it doesn't seem to be complete. A lot of partial information, partial truth, conflicting information, things that just kind of make it a little fuzzy and hard to understand exactly who we are and what we're doing. So we're going to try and clear that up today. The teachings that we'll be bringing forth come from a spiritual training, which is non-denominational, universal, and all-inclusive. So it does not rule out any other teachings or beliefs or whatever. It just supports people in their own empowerment on their path. And so we'll be getting to that shortly. But before I start with today's show, I'd like to review just briefly some things that are upcoming on our schedule. And if you're in the area, you can find our schedule online at our website. Our website is www.crystaltemple.org. And we are a not-for-profit organization. Your donations are gladly accepted, but they are not tax deductible. And that's due to the fact that some of the operations and things we do not qualify us as a tax deductible organization. So I'm sorry about that. But that's how it is, and that maintains our freedom to bring forth whatever people we choose to teach from all different types of teaching and different belief systems. It gives us the freedom to bring them forth from all different walks of life. So I think it's worth it. So, some of the upcoming events that we have are Friday night, we're going to be having our regular spirit dance like we do every Friday night. And this weekend is Dance Hits. And this is one of my favorite dance tracks that we play here. Got hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. You know, all the favorites that were the most popular. So that's a lot of fun, kind of reliving those old memories as you hear the songs play. On Saturday, we're doing an astral travel class from noon to 5. And Saturday evening, we are doing what we call DNA Activation Night. Now, the DNA Activation Night is a free lecture. Everyone is welcome. And in this lecture, we discuss the origins of this process of DNA activation, which is... This was developed by King Solomon approximately 3,000 years ago in his temples in Egypt. And so we talk about that, how it was developed. We talk about what it does for the person. And we talk about what results people have had from getting this DNA activation. And then after the lecture is over, if you choose, you can get your DNA activated for only $40, which is quite a bargain price. But we make this available once a month at the temple because this DNA activation is very important for mankind. And we will be getting into that a little bit later on in the evening. Also coming up this weekend, we are starting a new term of belly dancing. So if anybody wants to get in on the belly dancing program, it starts 12:30 on Sunday, and you're signing up for an 8-week course. Okay? You don't have to have any previous experience, just a desire to learn. So I invite you all to come out and give that a try. It's one of the best workouts that you can get, so I hear. We also offer on Sunday the beginning of our new Aikido training. And Carl, one of our apprentices here at the temple, is an Aikido instructor, and he will be offering Aikido at 2 p.m. on Sunday, which is incredible. This is actually Ki Aikido, which is using Ki or life force energy to divert an attacker's energy or to control your own energy in a situation that might, you know, require that. So this is a very spiritual-oriented, energy-oriented form of martial art. And some of the things that you can do with this training is pretty amazing, even just taking a one-day, one-hour class. It can teach you quite a bit. So I encourage everybody to give that a try. So, moving on, we have a free lecture at 7 p.m. on Sunday. Looks like I'm going to be giving quite a few free lectures this weekend. And this lecture is on the Keys to Enlightenment. And that's Sunday at 7 at the Crystal Temple. Okay, so that kind of covers the upcoming events for the weekend. Our phone number here at the temple is 503-249-0303. If you have any questions about what we do here or our services, please feel free to call. And I'll move right into the subject of today. As I interview myself about spiritual seekers and what is it they're seeking and where can they find the answers? So, everyone who is seeking some form of spirituality, we all have something in common. We're all part of a group of people who is looking for something more. We're looking for an answer. We're trying to understand our reality that we live in and understand ourselves and the people around us and where we're going. What is the purpose and what is the reason behind all this? These things can be very elusive. You look around society today and look at the activities that people involve their time in and the things they're doing. And there really isn't too much of an answer there. You know, why did people go about their lives, you know, working to pay the bills and paying the bills and raising the kids and you know, sharing their love and their lives with one another. But it doesn't quite show the bigger picture. We only live for maybe 50 to 100 years, somewhere in that range. And yet we know that the universe goes on and on and on. And so you're kind of wondering, what's the meaning behind it? What is our goal? What are we working towards? What's the purpose for these lives? Why are there people suffering around us? And why, you know, are others just living in the lap of luxury with no troubles at all. And looking around society, it's just not clear the answers to these deeper questions. So many people start to seek, and they maybe go beyond the normal religious institutions that most people are somewhat familiar with, because they're not finding the answers there. And you find many other alternative organizations that offer answers and reasons and understanding and maybe some rules and some dogma thrown in there with it as to, you know, who are we as humans and what are we here for, and different descriptions of the gods and the beings of the spiritual realm and what their attitude is and their purpose. So these things all come together for us in our consciousness, and we try to make sense out of them. And as a true seeker, we seem to just keep seeking, and we keep finding more. But so many times it seems like we never get that understanding we're looking for. We never quite come to the destination. And that, I think that's just the nature of things. That's just how it is, because we'll always be seeking for more. We'll always be expanding until we once again regain our unification with the source that we came from. And so tonight I'm going to go over some concepts. And these concepts are not necessarily more true or better than others, because all concepts are formed in the mind, and the mind itself can never truly comprehend that which is the eternal, omnipotent source or God from which everything flows. So these are just some tools that we can use to better realign ourselves with our progression, because we have come into a physical existence, and the physical existence does have certain attributes to it, certain rules. We all know about gravity, and of course man has his rules and laws that must be followed. You know, you can't rob a bank or you should go to jail. So we are all subject to these laws, the laws of man, the laws of the universe, the laws of the earth realm. And by having some clarity and understanding in these things, even if it's just on a mental level, can begin to guide us in the right direction, such that our spiritual seeking is rewarded more quickly, more fruitfully, and we make faster progress and get more reward for the time we spend seeking. And I am a person that truly believes that spiritual seeking is not something you can do, you know, on the weekend, maybe on a Sunday each week or something. Spirituality is an attitude. It's a way of life. It has to do with how you treat the people around you, how you interact with your environment and your world. And, of course, that ever constant attitude of, you know, seeking to expand and be more aware and more understanding of yourself and your reality, such that you can grow to become better and more than what you were before. So, to start off, I want to talk a little bit about this reality we live in. What is our reality? We can all look and see and hear and feel, taste the reality around us. But that's not all there is it? There's much more. We know that we have thoughts, and you can't see the thoughts, but they are there. Everybody has thoughts. So there must be more than just things that we see with our physical senses. there are actually much more. And we've only focused into part of the whole reality that exists. And our awareness can expand much farther and grow much farther to encompass so much more than what we have at this time. This reality that we exist in actually has 12 physical dimensions. And these physical dimensions vary in density from the solidity of a atom, or say a mineral, or a rock, or a stone, to the density of a vacuum, where there actually is no matter formed. At the density of the physical world, the physical atoms, you are focusing on the first dimensional level of physical reality. And at the dimension of the vacuum, you are focusing on the level of pure energy, or God, or all that is, depending on what name you use. So this then is a basic component of the reality we live in, that there are multiple dimensions, and that on these different dimensions, different rules apply, and different interactions occur. And this is true regardless of what your belief systems are, whether you're a Mormon or a Catholic, or you follow a New Age religion or a Buddhist, it really makes no difference. Everyone is subject to these different levels of density. So I'm going to briefly go over some of these levels and give you an idea of what exists on these dimensions. The first dimension, and for those of you who are with us last week, this is just a little bit of a repeat. So if you want, you might get out your pen and write them down. This is very important information for you. But I did cover this briefly last week. And on the first dimension, you have the level of physicality, the level of the consciousness of minerals and stone and, you know, the atoms. The actual physical materia of the world is on this level. On the second physical dimension exists the level of the plants and animals and the level of their consciousness. So we're talking about their consciousness level, not their physical. Their actual physical flesh is formed out of the consciousness of the first dimension. Everything physical is formed out of the first physical dimension. The second is the consciousness of plants and animals. The third and fourth is where humans place their consciousness. You get up to the fifth, and you're looking at the consciousness of the archetypes that form the world around us. And these can be the archetypes of different spiritual beings, different thought forms and ideas that people have, things like that. On the sixth dimension, the higher self, our God self. On the seventh, the monad. The monad is like a spiritual parent of ours, and it can have different attributes such as faith, hope, charity, different, you know, to bring forth different spiritual gifts to us here. The eighth and ninth dimensions hold the four group souls and the elements associated with those four group souls. The group souls are on the ninth, and the elements are on the eighth. On the tenth dimension are what are known as the Masters of Light. The Masters of Light are beings like Kuan Yin, Buddha, Mother Mary, Saint Germain, Serapis Bey. All these famous beings you've heard of as great spiritual icons that have passed on and gone on to become well-known spiritual beings are usually found within the Masters of Light. These are beings who completed the physical incarnation here on the planet, and they mastered these dimensions. And they're now staying around to help the rest of us so we may do that also. Moving up to the 11th physical dimension, you find the archangels. And on the 12th physical dimension, oneness or God. So this is a brief outline of the different densities that we act within. Now, on the Earth itself, made of physical dense material, everything has a very strong field, such that these atoms, which are not really touching each other, are pushing against each other to the extent where if you touch a surface, such as the surface of the table, it feels solid and strong. Okay, it can bear weight, it can bear pressure. It does not easily move for you. You can't take it and form it like a piece of clay. So this solid physical materia is actually the opposite in density from the vacuum or the purely spiritual realm. So at one end of the spectrum, you have the most dense physical. At the other end of the spectrum, you have a vacuum or absence of physical material, and you have the most density of spiritual material. Thus the energy of the void or the zero point energy. Now, the energy that is in the vacuum, the spiritual energy, is constantly moving into form down through the dimensions, from the 12th to the 11th, the 10th to the 9th, and working its way down to the densest of physical. It does this by the spiritual light turning in upon itself, contracting in upon itself in a spiral manner, till it spirals tighter and tighter and tighter and actually forms the little particles we know as atoms. At the same time, these atoms, or many atoms around it, are unwinding, expanding in a spiral manner out farther and farther, becoming less and less dense, until they have no density left at all, and they are nothing but a vacuum. This is going on at all times. We have energy moving into form, physicality, and we have physicality moving into formlessness or spirit. And this takes place all the time. This happens up and down the dimensional realms, the 12 physical dimensions I spoke of. And this happens along what I would term the central core of our being. If you look at the human body, we have a core of energy that runs down the center of our being. And off of that core is developed our chakra system. The chakras come off the core and spiral the energy outward or inward, because they're actually functioning in both directions simultaneously, into the aura, feeding the energies and the layers of the aura. Our central core goes from Mother Earth or physicality at the densest level, the Father Sky, or spirituality, or just spirit and oneness, at the highest level, on the 12th dimension. The chakra system works within the levels of the 12 physical dimensions to bring forth representations of what I'll call the octave of sound, just like on the piano where you have these 7 different notes, we have our 7 chakras. And then when you get to the 8th note, it repeats. So it's the same with our chakra system and the alpha and omega point of our body system. The chakra system and the aura are tied in with the perception. How do we perceive our reality? The reality around us is really just an ocean of these vibrating energy fields known as atoms or molecules or people or buildings. It's really all just a sea of energy. And we perceive it through our energy fields. It is then put into some form of cognition through our mental system so that we can put some sort of order and visualization to what it is we're receiving from these energy fields. So that's a brief description of our reality. And if you have any questions, you can call us. The phone numbers are on the BBS radio website. Just go to bbsradio.com. You're probably already there. And channel 1. And then there'll be call-in numbers given. So you are listening to Crystal Temple Radio. I'm David Recht, and I'm speaking today about the mankind, our reality, who are we, and where are we going? And if you're interested in learning more about the Crystal Temple, you can call us at 503-249-0303 or visit our website at www.crystaltemple.org. We are in Portland, Oregon, but we offer services worldwide. And to learn more about that, you can just give us a call. I have a new section in the website coming soon on our worldwide services. And I might talk with them a little at the end of the show if we have time. But just give us a call and I'll tell you all about it. So moving on to the next section of our talk today. Who are we? So, we are born of spirit. Primarily, we are spirit. We came from the world of spirit, up at the 12th physical dimension, where everything is oneness. As it says in the Bible, I believe, that we are born in God's image. We were made in God's image. This is true. And we are in a spiritual form of energy that is a replica or duplicate of God itself. It's like a holographic representation within our spiritual being is all the potential within God's spiritual being. And with this spiritual body that we have come forth into a form of separation. we have taken upon ourselves a focus of certain aspects of God's reality, certain energies we wish to explore and represent, we took as our own, and thus became an individual. So even though we are born in the image of God, and we have the capability of manifesting God's full omnipotence, we have purposely limited ourselves to a smaller portion of what God is, so that we might better understand different aspects of what God is. God pours forth from the heavens, or you might say that the spiritual light comes forth out of all that is in the form of rays. These rays each have their own energy. These rays are similar to the different notes and keys on the piano, and they differ in aspect to their frequency, their color, and their sound. As these rays pour forth, we attune to certain rays and hold them within our consciousness, thus giving us our individuality. And with this individuality, we can then see other things outside of ourselves as different. This gives us a frame of reference. Once we've established this frame of reference, we decided to come down in density through the physical dimensions, to come to this planet and have a physical experience. So this began our journey, to descend down through the 12 dimensions to the physical. At the time of our birth, we came down through each dimension, anchoring to certain frequencies and energies on each dimension, into the lowest dimension, the first physical dimension, to actually anchor into the physicality of the world, of the planet Earth. And having done that, we were able to anchor to the physical body. The physical body that was created by our parents. At this time, spirit came into physical, and through the union of the spirit and the physical was born the soul. The soul being part physical and part spiritual. Now, this might be in contrary to certain things you have heard about souls or spirits and things like that. And I would say that just take a look at the terminology. Different people in different walks and paths have different names for different things. Some people say spirit when they're talking about the same thing that somebody else would call a soul, and vice versa. So it doesn't really matter what names you put to things. We came down in vibration, anchored into the physical, and created a new entity that was part physical, part spiritual. And thus we were born. And as we grew and experienced within our lives, we were taught to focus within the third and fourth physical dimensions. And this is where mankind is focused. In these third and fourth physical dimensions, we are primarily receiving information, primarily experiencing information from our physical senses, our emotional field, and our mental field. Yet remember that we came from the great vastness of all that is, or otherwise known as God. And we are unlimited in our knowledge and abilities. But through this process, we have descended down in vibration and placed our focus into just a small portion of what we truly are. Understand that as you did this process, you came through each of these physical dimensions, and you anchored to each one. And you are a 12-dimensional being, and you have the ability to function fully on each of these dimensions. And that completes my summary of who we are. You're listening to David Recht on Crystal Temple Radio. We are broadcasting live from the Crystal Temple in Portland, Oregon. Our phone number here is 503-249-0303. And you can find us on the web at www.crystaltemple.org. Today we're talking about spiritual seekers, our reality, who are we? And the next topic I speak on is, where are we going? As I said, when you came down through these dimensions, these 12 physical dimensions, you anchored into each one of them. And you have the ability to function on each one. To master this ability is to become a master of light. To become fully functional on all dimensions. You know the masters of light. You've heard some of their names before. Most famous probably being Jesus, Buddha. Those two are the big, great ones, I suppose. But there are many, many more, thousands and thousands of them. These are beings who have mastered this reality and who have stayed behind in their spiritual development to do all they can to assist us in mastering these levels of reality. Now, as you look around at a lot of spiritual teachings and practices in our society, people are talking about many different things. There are many people who are gathering together and meditating. They want to reach enlightenment by entering into meditation and becoming one with everything and attaining that oneness and unification with all. This is a method of raising your vibration and attuning your consciousness to the higher dimensions. And as you do that, you connect into these higher dimensions and thus create a portal or link to them where these energies can flow back into your life. As they do, these energies bring blessings into your life. Because at the higher dimensions, things are not so in such disarray. Things are in a more divine order. And as you bring this divine order down through the dimensions into your daily life, it can assist you greatly. I see people who have made great progress along these lines. and they have may have attained some amount of notoriety from their abilities to access these levels. I just caution you and want you to understand that attainment of this oneness with all is only one portion of what is necessary to become a master. To become a master, you must learn to function on all dimensions. You must bring the teaching and the energy and the wisdom from these higher dimensions back into your physical world and apply them in your day-to-day life. You must be a master of the third dimension, the fourth dimension. You must be the master of your emotions and your mental capacity. You must master your abilities to communicate effectively with people, to live your truth, to manifest for yourself the things you need in life, in the physical life, such as shelter and food, to manifest for yourself healthy relationships. All of these items are just as important as the ability to connect with oneness. So as you reach forward and higher into the higher dimensions, seeking your growth, always remember to bring that back into your daily life, into your interactions with those around you, into your job, into your family, into society. This is an all-important component of spiritual growth. For the knowledge and energy gained in the higher dimensions is not complete without being fulfilled within the lower dimension. Mastery exists when you bring something through all the dimensions fully. Along with these groups of people that are reaching upwards and trying to attain oneness, there are many who want to ascend, and much talk is given to the topic of ascending. It is described in many different ways and touched on in many different religious teachings throughout the world. But what does it mean to ascend? It seems to describe the process of reaching upward to attain a new level. And this is true. But again, we must keep in mind that to achieve mastery, we do not reach upward and leave the lower dimensions behind. This is escapism. To achieve mastery, we reach upward and we bring what is above into what is below. And we bring what is below into what is above, as symbolized by the Star of David, with the triangle pointing upward and the triangle pointing downward in perfect balance. I like to think of the Star of David as 12-pointed, which is actually two of them, with one rotated slightly from the other, such that you have 12 points. I believe this to be the true form of the Star of David, and shows the balance of all the 12 dimensions, all functioning together in harmony and balance, thus mastering. So, this process is really one of ascension and descension, for there is a balance between the two. As above, so below is a common axiom spoken of within spiritual circles, and it speaks to this subject. So we, as beings here, both physical with our physical bodies and spiritual with our spiritual lineage, having come from a purely spiritual source, we have a third part of ourselves which we have created called the soul, which is part physical and part spiritual, and creates the bonding or the interface between what is physical and what is spiritual. How do we achieve our full potential? Well, within this realm, we have limited ourselves greatly. We have taken on certain attributes from our source, and we have taken on much programming and experience, belief systems, and old emotions from our experiences. And we hold all these things within the matrix that we are. All these things limit us from our true, unlimited self. So the first thing that is necessary is to reactivate the divine blueprint for the potential that we are. And this process was developed 3,000 years ago by King Solomon in Egypt in his temple, where he spent over 20 years working with thousands of people from all over the world to develop the most advanced methods of evolving mankind into the God that he is. And this is called the 22-strand DNA activation and is available from any teacher initiate in the Rocky Mountain Mystery School. In this process, an archangel steps down in vibration and activates a specially prepared crystal wand, which then turns on certain codons within your matrix, your etheric matrix, activating the divine blueprint of your spiritual and physical potential. Now, there are two more strands yet to be activated. And this process can be done also by the Mystery School. This is called the 24-strand DNA activation, or the Adam Kadmon process. And this was not discovered or developed until approximately 1996. And at this time was developed a method for activating the full divine blueprint of man, thus creating what's known as the Adam Kadmon, or the divine man, that has been prophesied in most religions from the beginning of time. And this is the beginning of the journey. Activating these blueprints starts the download and upload process to a much higher level. And the karma and things to be worked out within the lifetime happen at a much accelerated pace. And the fulfillment of contracts and the incoming of the spiritual life to evolve the physical to its highest potential happens much faster. This then brings on, over a period of time, the development of God beings within a physical body. And this is a wonderful thing. So I encourage all of you, if you have the opportunity, find a place where you can have this done. You can visit the Mystery School website at rmmsint.com. Stands for Rocky Mountain Mystery School International.com. And you can go there to find a practitioner in your area, or just give us a call at the Crystal Temple at 503-249-0303. All right, well, that's about the completion of my lecture. I don't have time for anything else, really. Sorry, I had to kind of end that abruptly, but it gives you an idea of who we are, where we're going, and what our reality is. For those of you who are not in the area, we're offering what we call Transformation Week at the Crystal Temple. This is 5 days of intense training. That gives you all the prerequisites needed to attend the teacher's program and learn to do this DNA activation yourself. So this process is taking place on September 10th through the 14th, and I would encourage anybody who is on a serious spiritual path and wants to be a light worker or healer to attend this training, because the initiation given forth in this training and the training on healing work given within this training is very, very powerful. And it'll do everything to support your energy, your light flow, your path, your goals, and make all the healing and all the spiritual work you already do just that much more powerful. So if you have any interest in that, just contact us, and we'll see what we can do for you. Also, for people in the area, we have an adept initiation, which is an initiation into the Universal Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light. That is coming up on July 26th. So if you're interested in that, please contact us, because that's coming up soon. And the benefits of the adept initiation are huge. Definitely something that everybody should do. Once they get their DNA activated, that is the next step towards empowering yourself on this spiritual path to a higher degree. Working with energies and beings that have been assisting mankind in spiritual growth since the time mankind first came to the planet. So I thank all of you for listening to our show today. Please tell your friends about Crystal Temple Radio, and I will try to get some more information up on the website about the upcoming shows. And I would invite you to come back each week and support us here on this radio show. It does help to have people logged on and listening. This helps us with our relationship with the BBS radio. Of course, they want to have successful shows, and so do we. So please support us and come back every Wednesday at 5 p.m. when you're free and you have the time. And I hope you learned something today, and we'll take it forth with you into your life for the benefit of all. I thank you very much. But she will be back next week, and I don't know if she'll be doing the show, but at least we'll get her on the show to tell us about her trip to Japan and what she saw and did while she was over there. So that'll be a fun thing to learn. She's over there taking the Ritual Master Third Step Initiation, which is a high-level training of the warrior path in the Mystery School. And I'm very proud of her. It's quite an accomplishment, it took a lot of work and time to accomplish that. So good job, Amanda. And I support her. She flew out this morning and has a long plane ride ahead of her. This Thursday at our group spiritual activation, we will be bringing in the beings known as the Griffins. And so that will be quite a experience. I've never worked with Griffins before, but they are very highly evolved, powerful beings. And I'm interested to see what will happen. Last week we brought in the being known as Lakshmi. Lakshmi is a Hindu god in charge of money and prosperity. And I'll tell you, Lakshmi was very powerful and it took me a long time to recover from bringing in Lakshmi's energy. She assisted me with a huge purification or clearing of some level of my belief systems that came out during the activation. It was very powerful for me. And so I really, really thank Lakshmi for that. It was wonderful. And if you would like to receive these activations, we transmit from the Crystal Temple the energies of these different spiritual beings every Thursday night, and you can become a member and receive them every Thursday just by giving us a call. And the price for that is $30 a month. This month we did Jupiter, the planet, Lakshmi, the Griffins are coming up this week. Next weekend, or next Thursday, is Archangel Samael, and on the 31st of the month, we have Hermes, which is another master of light.